around the clock,
and breaking news now
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Police in Santa Monica, California kill a man suspected of killing four people, his father and brother in a home, then two others at Santa Monica College, apparently randomly.
Our officers were joined by Santa Monica City Police officers, and they engaged in a the suspect as he entered the library. They were able to engage the suspect inside the library where he was fatally wounded.
Santa Monica College Police Chief Albert Vasquez. President Obama says his administration is doing its best to balance national security and privacy.
After even more revelations about massive government surveillance, President Obama declared he was not happy about the continued leaks of sensitive information and suggested it could make the country less safe. Amid questions about possible snooping, the commander-in-chief told reporters here in California his administration is not eavesdropping on private conversations. The president insisted the government is just looking at phone numbers and durations of calls to investigate potential terror links. Though Republican James Sensenbrenner charged the scope is so wide, it's a dragnet that may be trampling on the Constitution. In Palm Springs with the president, Ed Henry, Fox News Radio.
The president's in California for a weekend summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. One issue they're talking about is cybersecurity.
The United States seeks an international economy and international economic order where nations are playing by the same rules, where trade is free and fair, and where the United States and China work together to address issues like cybersecurity and the protection of intellectual property.
Climate change and North Korea's nuclear program is also on their agenda. A body found by fishermen in Boone, Iowa, is believed to be a 15-year-old girl kidnapped by a registered sex offender 3 weeks ago. Kathleen Shepard was walking home from school. A friend who was with her escaped, and police say the suspect, Michael Klunder, hanged himself. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper. Weekdays, it's Markets Now on Fox Business.
Big sales for automakers.
We will indeed see some reaction down here.
We've got the numbers.
I'll look at some of the winners and losers in the market.
Tracking every trade, watching every sector.
The stock's actually at an all-time high.
U.S. manufacturing continued to expand.
Minute by minute, Markets Now is your source for real-time business news.
Gold and silver dropping like lead balloons today.
You still can find some opportunities.
Only one network has the pulse across the financial world. Fox Business, the power to prosper.
An IRS agent says her bosses are unfairly blaming people at her level for the extra scrutiny of conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status.
Elizabeth Hoffaker in the Cincinnati IRS office was tasked with reviewing Tea Party applications for tax-exempt status. She told congressional investigators that she was, quote, furious when the IRS's Lois Lerner tried to pin the scandal on what were described as two rogue agents in Cincinnati, one of whom was her. Transcripts of Hoffaker's interview with congressional lawyers revealed that she considered Lerner's efforts to be the equivalent of a, quote, nuclear strike on us. Hoffaker tells Congress that there's no way that there could be rogue agents in Cincinnati because of tight inventory controls. She adds that she thought that Lerner believed she could just pin the problem on the Cincinnati offices and then everything would go away. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Nelson Mandela's back in the hospital with a lung infection. The former president of South Africa is 94 years old, described as being in serious but stable condition. This weekend's the Country Music Association Festival in Nashville, Tennessee.
What started as a small event in 1972 with a few thousand fans and their favorite artist has grown into a three-day country music extravaganza. Tens of thousands of fans have come from around the globe to meet and greet their favorite artist. It's billed as the largest country music party in the world, and that is definitely what's going on here. Veronica Sherry is from Canada, and she loves Blake Shelton.
Blake is the one I want to see. Blake it is.
Lisa Bonham and her daughter came from Raleigh, North Carolina.
We've got groups of friends that we meet up with at all these events, but it's really two of us running full speed.
The festival continues in downtown Nashville with parties and music everywhere. In Nashville, I'm Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
The Boston Bruins will play for the National Hockey League's Stanley Cup, sweeping the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Last night's score was 1-0. Boston will play the Chicago Blackhawks or the LA Kings. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Last of the moisture from Andrea is going to continue to move on out of the area today, and we're going to set the stage for some sunshine to build in this afternoon as temperatures warm to 81. Fair skies tonight, a low near 64, but we're going to see more shower and pop-up thunderstorm activity return tomorrow afternoon as our highs reach 83. Monday, scattered thunderstorms in the forecast, upper 70s. Tuesday, more showers and storms, low 80s. Richard Webbing at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ritchie Automotive, one of Maryland's oldest and leading automotive repair facilities, has a rare opportunity for a qualified auto and light truck technician. Must be experienced, offering unlimited wage potential, no evenings or weekends. If you or someone you know is an expert in the automotive or light truck field, please contact Ritchie Automotive at richieauto.com or call direct 410-761-4600. Ritchie Automotive, 410-761-4600.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And my buddy John just I don't get texts in the building. Can't get texts, can't get phone calls on the cell phone. But he just sent me an email. So it was 2004 that we had the cicada invasion. That was the year he got married and bought his first Ford pickup. So that's one way to remember it. What you have heard, if you are hearing cicadas, are the standard old normal annual cicada that comes out in the trees every year. They're more of a kind of a greenish gray in color, and yes, they're here all the time. I mean, just about every year. But these 17-year locusts, so to speak, or cicadas are a little different color. They're black with orange wings. John also noted that he's heard they're good for fishing bait. Yes, because there are so many of them, fish start feeding on them as they try to fly across the water, and they fall in the water and they breed and die. They're one of those species, and I know there's a name for it. And I can't say it right now, but the idea is that they know that they are appealing to predators, so many of them breed that no matter how many are attacked by predators, the population actually overwhelms the amount of like menhaden in the bay, like any bait fish in the bay. You know, there's so many of them that the predators can't eat them all, and their breeding success is assured because of their sheer numbers. Does that make sense? I hope so. Anyway, moving right along. Let's see. Oh, another email. Good. Let's see if we can get this one. Oh, yeah. Okay. I hate playing with email while I'm on the air, but when it comes in, it comes in. So, we're welcoming your phone calls at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. This is what I was looking for. Women in the Outdoors, Central Maryland chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, Women in the Outdoors event next Saturday, 8 to 5 at Meyer Station. And it looks like you can make a phone call if you are a young lady or a woman that would like to be involved. The number to call is 443-336-0610 for Women in the Outdoors. It starts at 8 and it runs till 5. Looks like there's a lot of activity. There's fishing, archery, tomahawks, firearms safety, shotgunning, crossbows, craft time, hunting scenarios, and, of course, awards and acknowledgments. So if you'd like to participate, you're welcome to do so. And that just came in from the president of the Jenny, the president of the National Wild Turkey Federation in Central Maryland. So we welcome that. Just checking the email during the break, trying to cover that while we're here. And what did I tell you I was going to talk about? I talked about turkeys, going to talk about turkeys. So anyway, we've got a lot of calls, a lot of photos in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly of youth turkeys and some early season birds that that were taken. And we always love to publish those pictures. Speaking of publishing, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine has gone to press. We will actually be taking delivery on that. On Monday, not sure, 2 days from now, not sure what time of day we'll be getting those. And then over the next 2 weeks, we'll be distributing them throughout the 120-some locations that we have throughout Maryland, including some of our sponsors, Fishbones and Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be getting to them fairly early in the week. So don't hold me to Monday to get there, but, this coming week, we will be distributing the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Quite an effort. Overwhelmed, really, by advertisers, which is a great thing. We're not complaining. We're just explaining that it was a huge, huge effort. Our creative director, Donna Fisher, has just spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours creating the magazine. She builds all the ads for all the customers, emails them out for proof, gets the information back, searches the different resources for photos and pictures and graphics to match to the advertisers. I don't think there's any repetition in any of the advertisers, and when you're dealing with something like Blue Crabs, to come up with as many original ads as she has, and the creativity that's there is just, it's unbelievable. So you'll see that. A lot of articles in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We talk about the crabs along the coastal bays in Ocean City and some of the challenges there, including a parasite. We talk about watermen being trained to take people crabbing and go on different eco tours and that type of thing. We talk about the partnering with the Department of Natural Resources, Waterman Way, and the EDF for training watermen on their electronic catch system that's coming up. We talk about bait and what some of the issues are with crab bait and some of the challenges that the guys face with that, and how the actual bait that is used, things like razor clams and, salted eel and chicken necks and bull lips, what the availability is and what's going on in those markets that may tend to increase the price of crabs because the expenses are higher. So there's all kinds of stuff. Let's talk to Chuck in Brooklyn Park. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
How are you?
I just want to mention, I've been reading a lot about the oyster restoration efforts,
yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And especially in the Magothie River.
Yep.
Problem I see is, and I don't like to ruffle feathers, but Magothie River, I don't see any help for that. It's just too overdeveloped. Every square inch of that creek has houses and lawns, and I can't see the effort. It seems wasteful to me. I know no one wants to say that, and no one wants to write something off like a creek. I tell you, the cleanest creek in northern Anne Arundel County is Curtis Creek, believe it or not. And there's no development. You have a few factories. That creek is still nice and green and clear, while all the other ones are starting to turn orange already. You've got natural habitat for crabs and stuff. We call it the Ten Commodes around here, where the shipwrecks are in Curtis Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why someone's not making an effort to do these things in Curtis Creek.
I think that's because it is such an industrialized area. I think that's,
but it's the cleanest creek in northern Kent.
Well, Chuck, I'm not arguing, but that's according to Chuck. You know, I don't know what the people in the MDE, Maryland Department of the Environment, have to say about that. There may be something there that the water looks clear and beautiful, but there may be some of the deadliest chemicals in Maryland in that water.
That's true. That's true.
You know, so, you know, it is rife with problems, that's for sure. But some of the oyster restoration efforts, I have to question. I have to wonder about some of them. But it's all based on water quality and historical oystering grounds and things like that.
Yeah.
You understand that these guys go out and dump these shells on these grounds and hope that there's some reproduction. 2 years ago, I believe the mortality was 85% bay-wide because of the storms and the fresh water and that type of thing. What they are finding, however, is that the aquaculture is pretty much saving the oyster industry here in Maryland. We had a great oyster season. We had a tremendous oyster season this past winter, and it gave a lot of people a lot of hope. And what it looks like is happening is that some of these oysters that were resistant to some of these diseases over the past 50 years, MSX and Dermo, the weak are you know, winnowed out, and the strong survive.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking that these resistant oysters are the ones that are reproducing and surviving, along with a lot of help and a lot of money.
So. Yeah. Well, I tell you, and places like Rock Creek, I never hear a mention the thousands and thousands and thousands of native geese that live in that creek all year round. People feed them. People protect them. They're varmints. They don't migrate. They're interbred with white geese.
Yep.
And they're varmints. They crap all over everything.
Yep.
They eat all the grass.
Yep.
They pull them up by the roots like sheep. But they will not chase these geese out of this creek.
Right.
And I can't understand their...
Well,
the geese have destroyed Lake Waterford. There's nothing alive in the whole lake now. Yet they won't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
They won't kill them. They protect them like they're pets.
I know. I understand.
It's so frustrating. It's so simple.
I know. People
get rid of these things. They're not migratory. They're not protected.
No, people. Well, they are protected.
How are they protected? They're a non-migratory species. They're interbred with local pets.
Chuck, they are protected under their Wildlife Service. They are protected.
They are.
Yes, there's a season on resident geese. It's just unfortunate that the early September season, where you're allowed to kill like 15, I mean, it's incredible, there's no access for people to take those geese.
Right.
You know,
one other thing. Did you ever hear this? And I heard a couple old-timers tell me this, and they swear it's fact. They said in the early 70s, around 1970, the DNR started a defoliant program in the bay because the channels were so clogged up with grasses and people got tired of lifting their outdrives up and cleaning their props off. They actually sent boats out with defoliant and scoops to spread in these channel areas to kill the grasses.
I don't know the answer to that.
No one does. I heard one guy say he was paid to do it by the DNR.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a record of it somewhere. You just have to get to those guys that did that and find out what they did. I don't know how much of a record would have been kept or anything like that, but you know, you got to keep your channels open for traffic. That's for sure. But to just go in and wholesale kill the grasses. Keep in mind, Chuck, that you know the education about SAVs and everything that we do in the environment is an evolving process. You know, and you know, you should just dump your sewage in the bay and let it, you know, well, it just washes out to the ocean, you know. And the industrialization of Baltimore, look what it's done to the waterfront. I mean, it's just.
Well, I tell you, that Patapsco treatment plant up in Baltimore County along B&A Boulevard's caused a lot of problems.
Well, sure. I mean, we just got word this year, this week of another another sewage spill in Jones Falls. Where do you think that winds up?
Well, you know, they were only fined $14,000 for spilling 1 million gallons.
Yeah.
And then this poor guy who trimmed some trees on his waterfront, didn't cut them down, just trimmed them so he could see underneath of them, he got a $15,000 fine.
No, I understand.
Yeah. I tell you, I just think about these things constantly. And as a kid, I can remember there were so many crabs in Curtis Creek, you didn't even need bait. You could scoop them off the side of the barges and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So I don't understand it. I don't understand their thinking. And I know it all is money-driven, but, I mean, you either want to do what you got to do or...
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there, brother. It's all money-driven, you know? It's all money-driven.
All right, I'll let you go.
Well, you don't have to let me go. It's fine, though. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Money talks and, you know what, walks, so...
Yeah. Well, but the geese, they got to do something.
Well, I think they should. And, you know, the problem is you're dealing with residents there that think they're pets. And people are just totally uneducated when it comes to things like that. These resident geese and other... They're like you said, they're varmints, they're pests. They are. They can be. And they don't understand the environmental effect of them. And they
frustrating than cleaning your boat off Friday night and Saturday morning. It's full of crap already.
Well, yeah, I know. And they just haven't crapped on the right person yet. That's all.
That's what it is. Let the right person's boat get destroyed every other day.
Exactly. Exactly. Then we'll get something done.
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It's time, once again, for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And why is it a challenge? Why did they name it a challenge? Well, they're challenging you in a couple of different ways. They're challenging you to go fishing and catch a larger representative of the species. In other words, make an effort challenge yourself to catch bigger fish, and you will be rewarded. A citation fish is not given to an average fish or a crab. A citation or a note of your accomplishment is given to a fish that has attained a certain size. And that is all, you know, based on inches. So if you catch a certain size fish, you qualify for a citation, which is a record of your accomplishment. And in addition to that, you could win a great prize, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, a citation-sized fish or crab, and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, in the tidal rivers, in the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. And now, a tagged rockfish, nicknamed Diamond Jim, is swimming in the Chesapeake Bay. He's got a little tag in his belly he's worth $10,000, and all his little schoolmates with tags in their bellies may not be Diamond Jim. If they're imposters, they're still worth $500. So it's worthwhile to go fishing. You know, right now chumming's hot in the upper bay, you know, live lining for spots coming, and you know, it's a good time to go fishing, that's for sure. All the resident fish are here, the May Rock are here, so You can go out and catch one, and if it has a bright green tag, call that number on the tag. You might just have won $10,000. So stop by your local fishing citation center, your tackle store, check the fishing rule book that you get with your license, and visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. G-O-V, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you, yes, you, feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information,
I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, it's fishing time, and I'd like to send you to Clyde Sports Shop for all your fishing tackle. They'll put line on your reels. They'll repair the tips on your rod, put guides on it if you need it, you know, replace them, or they'll repair your fishing reels and get you ready to go. And I might mention it's free fishing day. So stop by, pick up some bait, and head out to your favorite water hole and catch some fish today. They've got everything for panfish, for trout, for striped bass, for freshwater, tidal rivers, you know, everything for fishing at Clyde Sports Shop. Also, firearms, of course, for home protection, for hunting, if you like. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Phone number there at 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Fishing hotline. Call it. Find out where they're biting. 247-FISH, 247-3474. And hit that website, ClydeSports.com. Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. We're all doing more with less at work these days, and it's tiring us out. A Harvard study finds nearly a quarter of all workers are affected by chronic sleepiness, and the fatigue resulting from that insomnia costs an average of $2,200 a year per worker. A survey by the National Sleep Foundation finds at least 10% of Americans say they are likely to fall asleep at an inappropriate time and place, such as during a meeting or while commuting. One in five pilots has made a serious error related to drowsiness, and one in six train operators and truck drivers has had a near miss because of sleepiness. Researchers blame the stress of work itself. People are working longer hours and staying connected to their smartphones 24/7. More than 80% of human resource managers said worker fatigue was on the rise, yet only 5% of companies facilitate on-site napping for staff. One bright spot, most human resource experts say companies are unlikely to punish workers who fall asleep. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-731-SITE. That's 1-855-731-SITE. 1-855-731-7483. or go to web.com/radio.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sally has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Hello. All right. I would like to inquire as to whether the incredible life and adventures of Charles are being preserved in some way.
Yes, Sally, the incredible life and times of Charles are being preserved. Unfortunately, neither you nor I will get to see those records. His biography has been written. And he has requested, or it has been requested, or the biography of Charles will be sealed for 100 years.
Get out.
After his death. That's true. That's true. Charles' biography includes interaction with some of the top political leaders around the world, and he mentions some of those. In his calls, some of the folks that he has had interactions with. I'm not sure what effect Charles has had on policy around the world, but I understand that he has been influential in countries like China and India and other Asian countries. So I'm not sure what all that is involved with, but I know he's met people like Nehru and Gandhi, and you've heard him say here he's met Albert Schweitzer and Haile Selassie. So, you know, obviously there's access there. I don't know what type of diplomacy he employed, but I can tell you that Charles is, always say, the most interesting man in the world that I know.
I agree with you. Well, couldn't just the things say that have been spoken of on your program be, can you do that in some fashion? You know, that wouldn't involve new political leaders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
I'd like to oblige you to do that.
Well, I've always enjoyed Charles' calls. He's been calling for a number of years, and I always enjoy speaking with him and hearing his adventures. And so we don't mind any time that Charles calls, and we're more than glad to put him on the air and hear about whatever he has to speak about. And
he is there some way you can resurrect those?
I don't know. By profession, Charles is a chiropractor, retired now.
A
chiropractor.
Okay.
Retired now.
Uh-huh.
But his studies on these animals, the great apes, the primates, the snakes, and things like that, all involved categorizing them for science, you know, the posterity of science, and categorizing their skeletal structure, their muscular structure, and things like that. And that's the papers, the in-depth papers that he's written from the world of science. As far as his political influence, I'm not totally sure, but I do know that he has met through his life with world leaders, and I don't know his influence or his input or what capacity he served.
Well, I guess what I'm meaning is, could you go back through your programs and resurrect material that could be put into print?
Oh, I imagine I could. I imagine if I got together with Charles, there might be a way to find some of that information out and have it printed. But let's see what he says. All right. Sally, we'll try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There she goes. Hope you're feeling better there, Sally. All right. We were talking. I did hint a little bit earlier that we were going to talk about the turkey harvest. We had a state record Turkey harvest of 3,344 wild turkeys during the 2013 spring hunting season, which is a little over a month long. That is a new record. Eclipsed the old record by 200 birds set in 2005. That was 3,136. We did 3,344 this year. This year's harvest was 7% above the 2012 harvest and well above the 10-year average of 2,925. Over 1,000 of those birds were taken in western Maryland, and that would have been in Garrett County, where we keep hearing there are no turkeys from the sportsmen up there. 386 birds in that county, followed by Washington with 309 and Allegheny with 269. And Charles County in southern Maryland came up with 270, Dorchester 245. So fully nearly half of that harvest was taken in those five counties. We do have birds reported from every county, low being in Howard County with 16 birds. Baltimore not too good with 37, Carroll with 33. Central Maryland is not necessarily home to a lot of birds, and not only is it there are birds, unfortunately the access is part of the problem. You know, the main Carroll County, Baltimore County places to hunt wild turkeys are the reservoirs, and it's archery only, so there's no firearms hunting there. And to find a place to hunt with a shotgun is a little difficult. So we just wanted to let you know that the turkey harvest was in good shape. The youth hunters did very well. The junior turkey hunt, 246 birds were taken, setting a junior hunt record for the second consecutive year. And April 13th was that day, and select counties on April 14th. So that weekend, the youngsters took 246 turkeys. And we had our chance. Jacob and I had our chance, and we didn't get the opportunity to pull the trigger. Well, he didn't get the opportunity to pull the trigger, so... good time, though, anyway. That's for sure. He had a great time. He got to see a great show, the great big giant gobbler, which I heard this past week has survived for the next season. So we'll we'll check that out. How many of you have a big shot tree stand or a buckshot tree stand? I've got three of them. I got an email from them the other day that they're taking orders. When they hit 1,000 orders, you know, you might have seen them at the Harrisburg show. I've been in touch. I've stayed in touch with the company, and I've stayed in touch with the family. The founder, Tom, has passed on, but the wife and his son are continue to run the company. But they are taking – what they're doing is they're taking advance orders for the Big Shot tree stands. And – when they get 1,000 orders, they'll build them and ship them. And I sold many of them. I have three, and I just recently rescued one that was abandoned last year that I found. I need to refurbish it. I need to put a seat on it, and it apparently would have been in the tree for quite a while, abandoned. But a buddy of mine had it. He was going to scrap it, and I said, "I'll give you $20 for it." Of course, they used to sell for $300-$400. And he was happy to have it. So that's great. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. Let's fill this hour up with some phone calls. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any questions you might have? Let's see what's happened to me in the last couple of weeks, other than just spending innumerable hours working on the layout for Maryland Loves Crabs. Shot a groundhog the other day. It's under my shed. What else did we do? Went to the Quality Deer Management Association meeting on Thursday night. So you can check them out online at qdmemaryland.com. And they have their gun bash coming up. We've got tickets for that. You can win one of six guns or more than one of six guns and enjoy a good day at pig roast in Carroll County coming up on August 6th. And we'll be bringing you more information on that. What else did we do? Going down to the shore today to participate in a benefit sporting clay shoot for I believe it's Outback. A buddy of mine asked me if I was going to shoot, and I've been telling him I would for the last couple of years and just never did, so we're going to take that day and go today. And trying to think what else. Well, why don't you share one of your adventures? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680 from anywhere in Maryland, toll-free. If you'd like to give us a call, we're more than glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about. And anything that you heard this morning inspired you, well, or any subject you'd like, you're more than welcome to give us a call. So, where do we go from here? In case you missed it in the first hour, the bear carving, the bear that was holding the welcome sign, a carved chainsaw-carved bear, has gone missing from the entrance of New Germany State Park. Apparently somebody rolled up there and chucked that thing in the pickup truck and hauled it off on the night of June 5th into June 6th. And so the carving was donated by a local artist named John Sacco Carter. So if you found a carved bear, a bear that was carved by a chainsaw that resembles a black bear in Maryland holding a welcome sign, you are more than welcome to call the Maryland Natural Resources Police at 1-800-825-PARK, P-A-R-K, or 410-260-8888. And this is a carved, chainsaw-carved carving that looks like a bear holding a welcome sign that used to stand at the entrance of New Germany State Park. Somebody pranked him and stole their welcome bear, kind of like a greeter at Walmart. Let's talk to Don in Essex. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Oh, okay. How you doing, sir?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was just curious about now with this gun control going into effect, how's that going to affect the hunters when they go to get their permits for hunting? Will they have to show proof that, you know, this is all registered and you're up to current, you know, what the governor signed?
Jeez, Don, don't give many ideas.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Don't give many ideas, for God's sake.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, because see, I mean, this is what I'm going to be worried about.
What it is going to affect is the purchase of firearms. You're going to be treated almost like a criminal. You're going to be fingerprinted. You're going to be registered if you want to own a particular firearm. And of course, you know, our freedoms have been eroded because some number of firearms have been banned from possession in Maryland. From sale, basically. If you have it, you're going to be, grandfathered in. But any purchase after October 1st. Now, here's what's going on. People have launched petition drives to sign people up for to send this to referendum. If the bill does get put on the ballot in 2014, what that does, and I explained this last week, is it would stop any lawsuit from going forward. Here's the situation. When the law goes into effect on October 1st, I would suspect that people that are backed by the National Rifle Association and others will file a lawsuit on October 2nd, a Second Amendment lawsuit that will proceed through the court system. However, if the ballot initiative succeeds and people sign the petitions in enough numbers, I think by the end of June, to have the ballot, have that SB 281 put on the ballot for the people in Maryland to vote on. God, I hope that doesn't happen. Then that will stop the lawsuit from going forward. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. As I say, you have to, you know, not just go on one front with just trying to do a lawsuit to get it on a referendum.
No, what I'm saying is if it goes to referendum, do you really want the citizens of Maryland to vote on your right to keep and bear arms?
Oh, yeah, no. After they've done in the past with, the same-sex marriage and stuff like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I like I mostly used to target shoot, and now that I'm semi-retired, I'm wondering, well, gee, you know, I might have to move out of the state if I want to go do that now, because it's
Well, we don't know the full ramification yet. We don't know what, we don't know everything that's going to happen until after October 1st. And, you know, but people are trying to stave this off. They're trying to do this petition drive and things like that, which I don't necessarily support. I know that the survey, the money has been spent. The survey has already been done that says that Marylanders will not support, you know, the referendum, that they'll allow the they will allow the law to stand if it goes to referendum. So, I mean, like I said, it's a wasted effort on my but, you know, people can do whatever they want to do. It's just, in my opinion, it's a wasted effort. I'm not going to sign a petition, and I don't know that you'll have to make that decision on your own whether you want to or not. I would sooner see a lawsuit go through the court system and go to the Supreme Court and then have the Supreme Court say Maryland's law is unconstitutional. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. You have a good day, sir.
All right, Don. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. Ray, in your car. How are you? Hello, Ray.
Yes.
You're up.
Thank you. We're heading to Lake Champlain. I'm with the Bass Club of Baltimore County.
Right.
And we just celebrated 51 years.
Wow.
That we've been together.
That's awesome.
1962.
Unbelievable.
And a great bunch of guys. But what I wanted to ask you about now, in every state that I have been into, of course, we buy license and are a
right.
lot higher. But a couple of my buddy moved to North Carolina, and he paid $15 for a license, and he never has to buy another one again because he's over 62.
Wow, that's good.
I'm 79 years old, and we don't have anything like that in our free state of Maryland.
Oh, we have a $5. Yeah. You have a $5 senior license, Ray.
Yeah, $5.
But not a lifetime license.
Not, right. For all the times that you spent it since you've been fishing since you were 17.
Right.
But the other thing, the Golden Pass, we went down to Potomac to fish the Potomac, and you used to take your senior citizen Golden Pass, and you were able to launch for free. That's done away with now.
Yep.
It's unbelievable, but this Lake Champlain, for anybody that has never been there, for the week last year, we caught over 200 bass on 12 guys.
Mm.
And, of course, we threw them all back except for one fish fry.
Right.
But it is the clearest, cleanest lake that I have ever been in.
Isn't there a sea monster in there?
Yeah, well, if it is, we haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? None of you guys have hooked it? That's a shame.
We fish New York and we fish Vermont, so
yeah.
We got a license for both.
Right.
But enjoy your show. Just wanted to let you know we're heading up to Lake Champlain now.
Now, how many of the original members are still around, Ray?
Well, the club was started with 17 members in 1962 in the Middleburg area.
Right.
And we have a plaque on the wall. They meet at my house, and we have a plaque on the wall in my club room where we have 9 deceased members.
Right.
And the original member is 79. I've been in it 42 years.
Wow.
And we celebrated 50 years last year with a party and everything.
Yeah.
But it's a great bunch of guys.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Can I get your phone number?
Sure.
All right. Don't give it to me now. We're gonna when we say goodbye, just stay on the line and Pat will pick up the call. He'll get your phone number.
Okay.
I knew somebody who would be interested in maybe writing a little article about you guys.
Well, you know, I tried to call the newspaper and everything. I did have a guy come over from one of the sports magazines that I met at the doctor's office, and my doctor told him about our club.
Yeah.
And he wrote an article, and I got it framed. He has it, you see, and the article says, before Bass, because we were in business before
Bass
was.
Ray Scott. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yep.
Yeah, so we started in 1962.
Wow.
And we kept it at 17 members, I guess, because 17 is a magic number.
Yes, it is.
On our VHF, we use 17. And if you'd like to, you're welcome to attend a meeting one night and just see the bunch of guys.
I think that'd be cool. All right. Well,
We'll have Pat pick you up right now, and we'll say goodbye, Ray. Thank you for the call, and congratulations.
Enjoy your show.
All right, thank you very much. Tell all the guys good luck up there.
Okay.
Watch out for the Champy, the sea monster,
yeah,
whatever
he's
called. All right, buddy, thanks. There he goes. And we'll get his number. Maybe we'll put Tacklebox in touch with him. I don't know if he's interested in writing that story or not, but we'll see. It's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You know, now through Labor Day, all you have to do is just go fishing. It's a free fishing day today and on the 4th of July. You don't need a license, so head out there today. It's going to be a nice day. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish worth up to $10,000, or he's $10,000 right now or more if you don't catch him this month. He's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay just waiting to take your bait. And Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Even they're worth $500, so catch a rockfish. The bright green tag, call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. If you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check your fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky?
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Firearms for hunting or home protection, all the fishing tackle you could need, want, or imagine, reel repair. They can wind line on your empty reels. If you take your reel in there, they'll fill it with fresh line for you. And they can give you great advice. And don't forget, they've got gunsmithing, too. They can fix up your firearm for the upcoming season. I've had them do several of my guns, and I'm always satisfied with the results. Scope mounting, bore sighting, they do all that, all the services of a full-service sporting goods store. That's what Clyde Sports Shop is all about. Licenses, live bait, and the fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474 for the fishing hotline. Check out the website, ClydeSports.com, for all the details. And when you go in, tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, or you heard it on the Alan Ellis Show, and they'll appreciate it. I'll appreciate it. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108, 242-6108. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade, whether it's hot.
All right, got a few minutes here to go. We'll take another call or two if we get somebody in right away, 410-922-6680, but probably a good time to tell you about Marilyn Loves Crabs, the magazine that you will enjoy if you love crabs. Will be coming out this week. It's been printed. It's sitting at the printers. It's being loaded on the trucks probably tomorrow or Monday, and will be delivered to the Baltimore area to our storage warehouse on Monday. We'll start distribution starting then, and by the end of the week, I would say you should be able to find a copy at one of our sponsors or local sporting goods stores. Clyde's will have them, Fishbones will have them, a number of stores that that you frequent, as well as a number of restaurants and crab shacks and picking houses and places like that across the state. We will have them out. It usually takes about 10 days to 2 weeks to get them all out and all circulated because of our wide distribution throughout Maryland, from Ocean City to Chrisfield to Hooper's Island to, you know, Easton, Kent Island, Upper Bay, Northeast, Cecil County, through the Baltimore region, down to Southern Maryland, all the way down to Point Lookout, and all the way out to Frederick. So, you know, we've got a broad distribution basis, 100 and probably 120 to 150 locations where we drop them off, and you can also soon be able to see that online as soon as we get that all taken care of. That also brings up a point about being online. If you are a social media type, Ellis Outdoors LLC has a Facebook page, which is my parent company, umbrella company for Maryland Loves Crabs, which is also on Facebook, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is also on Facebook, and the Outdoorsman Radio Show, which is also on Facebook. Our social media coordinator, Laura Rigsby, takes care of all that. She posts all those things. She's in Ocean City right now, so enjoying some fishing and the air show. So she will be back aboard here in the next couple of days, and we'll get all that taken care of. So like me on Facebook, like all the things that we do, Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and Ellis Outdoors, LLC. To reach me by email, the email address is my last name, Ellis, at ellisoutdoors.com, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, and that's the website where you can find the podcast of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, sponsored by the Maryland Fisheries Service, and that's ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the podcast button, and you can listen to any of the past shows. Let's talk to Ron in his car for our last caller of the day. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to get back to the 2A stuff. My local gun shop told me that the reason they didn't want it to go to referendum is that if the people vote on it, it cannot be undone in the courts.
That's correct.
That's a really good reason.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly right. And it will also delay the process till after the 2014 election, when this governor will be gone anyway.
That is true. That is true.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't catch the very beginning of that conversation. I catch the end of your show and my drive to work.
The guy wanted to know if we, during the upcoming hunting season, when we go to apply for our licenses for hunting, do we have to, you know, show any type of, certification, verification or whatever. And I said, don't give him any ideas. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so. All right.
All right, well, thank you much.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Bye. And here goes our 2A caller of the day. 410 WCBM 680 is the phone number. That's for the Garden Club coming up next. Alan Summers is here. He brought his garden tools with him. I see he had his shovel and his rake and even brought his hoe with him today. So the Garden Club. Keep your garden from being stolen by using the Garden Club. And we'll see y'all next week. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.
Stimulating talk around.